Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Mirror podcast. I'm your host, Kyle David. If you didn't know, now you know. Hey, welcome back. Last week I was sick, so the episode I put out last week, I skipped a week. I can't remember if it was the week before last week that I skipped a week. So anyways, I haven't recorded since then, so I haven't been able to apologize for the missed week, but I was pretty sick, down bad. Don't know what I had, but these days it's all the same thing anyways. So anyways, I'm back. I want to talk today about a conversation I had with my dad last week that sparked me thinking through this episode. And I want to talk about like being more strategic with the decisions that you make. Being more strategic with the decisions that we make, right? Because I know oftentimes we are not making strategic decisions. We're making quick, emotional, in-the-moment decisions that aren't always strategic for where we want to go and what we want to have down the road, right? So I was thinking through this with several situations in my life where it could be easy to be unstrategic and just act for what's best for me in the moment, what seems the easiest in the moment, or what my emotions tell me in the moment I should do, right? I'm not going to give you all the specific examples, but think about this, right? Like, here's an example, right? Like, in my career, in my professional life, right? Like, I have several options right now. I have done enough at my current company and in my career that I could go somewhere else to a different company that I from where I work now, and I could make probably 40% more money, like significantly more money. But that would just be an unstrategic in the moment decision, right? Because if I think through it, leader where I'm at, I'm very happy, first of all. So if you're thinking I'm leaving my job, I'm not. But this is a conversation that's real that I've had with my boss, the COO of the company, about this past week about like, what are the pros and cons of working here versus going somewhere else, right? So this is just one example, but like, it's more strategic for me, for where I want to go and what I want to have, to stay at my current company, at Leader, to continue to learn all the inner workings of sales and tech businesses and SaaS, and also to stay close to the people that can help me when I start my own company on the other side of this. I have options at Leader. So if we scale and we go public or we get acquired, I'll make a significant chunk of money, right? So that's me thinking strategically, right? Like not taking the short-term upside of more money right now, knowing that the things I'm learning and the things I'm getting and the people I'm around and the equity that I have down the road will pay me more money, will lead to what I actually want, which is to build my own company, and will be able to do it with the people that I'm around right now that can help me do it, right? So like, again, it's thinking strategically and making strategic decisions. So that's just an example. We are often short-sighted in our decision-making, right? Like acting out of emotion, right? It's easy to, somebody does you wrong, you're like, I'm going to get mad at that. I'm going to show them that they were wrong, right? But what you don't often think through is maybe that person is somebody that you actually need a relationship with for a business venture, for something down the road, or it's a friendship that you shouldn't ruin just because you got wronged, because people wrong you, right? So you're thinking in the moment of like, what will make me feel the best now? I want to feel like I'm right. I want to make them feel like they shouldn't have done that. But what if you ruin the relationship? What if you were going to go into business with that person and you didn't because you ruined it because you were frustrated, acted out of the frustration, and you guys were actually going to make, you know, $10 million or $20 million. Or again, it was just a good friend that was valuable that you ruined the friendship because you weren't thinking strategically. You were just making decisions based on in the moment how you felt, and it wasn't the most strategic decision, right? So like, we have to be able to make better strategic decisions, right? I am in sales, if you know, and I lead a sales team, and I interview and I talk to a lot of people getting into their career, and oftentimes they're not strategic, right? Oftentimes they're looking for quick money, quick promotion, but they're not looking for what they should be looking for strategically, which is where can I build the best skill set and the greatest relationships so that I can have more money and quicker promotion down the road, right? Like success in business is really built off skills and relationships. But younger people, newer in their career, look for money and promotion first. They're not thinking strategically. They're not being strategic with their decision making. So it's not just business, right? Again, friendships, like relationships, like we're often making very unstrategic decisions based on where we want to go and what we actually want to have in life, because we're choosing just what we feel in the moment or reacting versus like using wisdom and being like, what is the most strategic decision long term? It really comes down to long term and short term thinking, right? And not weighing the pros and cons of your decisions. But I've been thinking about it a lot, again, because I look around, and I've done this in the past, right? Like, and I probably still do. I've been very unstrategic in the past. I make very in-the-moment decisions. I spend money in the moment. I don't think long-term. I should have not spent that money. That was dumb. It felt good in the moment, but now I don't have the money, right? Or anything, right? Like, man, I ripped that person to shreds, but it would have been better if I just would have, like, let that brush off of me and maintain that relationship because I actually miss that person, right? Like, there's so many things, but I look around and I see so many people, most people, not making good strategic decisions, right? And it's just like, it's too bad because I think if those people could flip their mindset and flip the way they're viewing things to what is the best outcome for me longer term, most people would make different decisions, but everybody's just acting in the moment. Everybody's acting out of emotions, making decisions out of emotions. People value being right over like maintaining strategic thinking long-term, right? Again, relationships, people will cut their friends off or lay into their family members or prove to people that, hey, you were wrong and I'm right and I'm going to show you that. But then they're ruining relationships that would bring them more value down the road versus the in-the-moment value of feeling like they're right or feeling like they were justified in what they did, right? Like you have to think more long term or you're going to keep getting the same results of like these short term decisions are not getting you where you want to go. And you're never going to get where you want to go if you can't change the way you make decisions, right? Most successful people just figured out how to make better decisions along the way. That's really it. It's more strategic decision making gets you further in life, right? Again, people are out here playing tit for tat or this for that, or you did this, so I do this. Very short-term thinking, very short-term decision-making. They're handling their relationships in a very short-term, unstrategic way. They handle their finances in an unstrategic way. They handle their situations in a very unstrategic way to where they, right, maybe here's an example, right? Like in a job situation, you feel like, and this is hypothetical, right? Like you feel like your bosses aren't treating you right or you deserve more in your job. So you perform at half the capacity you really have because you're like, I'll show them. But then you lose your job because your performance isn't where it needs to be. And honestly, in a performance-based job, all that matters is really your results, right? So you're not bringing in the results that are expected of you because you're trying to prove something to yourself or others. You lose the job that would have gotten you the promotion that you wanted or the skill set that you needed to get to where you wanted to go, or you ruin those relationships, you burn those bridges, you lost the job. Now you don't have the money to be able to pay for the bills that you took on because you had the job, right? And so now your relationship is going to end because your partner didn't agree with the way you handled your job, right? Like you see how that's hypothetical, I made it up, but you see how acting in the moment is so unstrategic for your longer term lifestyle and just longer term success in any area of your life. So I hope this is all making sense. I've just been thinking about a lot since I had this conversation with my dad last week, and I see it everywhere. I see people making very unstrategic decisions, right? And it's just too bad because I see so much potential in everyone, especially the people around me that I know, that I'm in a relationship with, that I work with, right? And this is not calling anyone out. I'm just saying I see potential, massive potential in so many people, but I still see so many people being unstrategic in the way they handle life, decision-making, business, relationships, situations, etc. I see people not being strategic for themselves, because I want to see these people shine and succeed. So I want to encourage people to be more aware of the way that you make decisions. Are you making very short-term, short-sighted, emotional decisions that won't serve you or your family or your kids or your future self well? But you have to be able to identify how are you making decisions. And then if you are making very short-term, emotionally driven, not strategic decisions, you have to then be able to start recognizing that and start making different decisions. And your process has to change, right? You have to maybe stretch out the decisions a little bit longer, right? Like, put in place a process, right? I think you get the idea that I'm saying here is be more strategic, be more long-term thinking in your decision-making. So, okay, great, Kyle. How do I do that? You have to come up with a process, right? When I have a decision, an important decision, what do I do, right? Like, for me, I usually try to do a few things. One, journal, pray, and talk to the wise people in my life that can help me filter decisions. I have much smarter people than me in my life that help me and make bigger decisions. My uncle, my dad, my grandfather, my brother, people at work, mentors in business. I try to filter bigger decisions through other people, right? Because I think the problem a lot of times with us making quick, short-term emotional decisions is it's an echo chamber. It's just a party of one making decisions, just us, right? Us making decisions on our own is oftentimes not the best outcome or the best way to think through things, right? But if you're able to incorporate in other people that can help you in your decision-making process, it kind of takes the weight off of it. You don't have to be the one to be like, ah, it's all on me. Also, having outside perspective is a really good way to make sure you're making the best, most strategic long-term decisions for, again, yourself, your family, your kids, your future, etc. So I think those are a few things: is prayer, journaling, processing, and also looping in other people you trust who are wiser and further along than you in life that are good at making strategic decisions, and let them speak into your decision-making process. And another thing I think is, am I making this decision out of emotion or logic, right? Because we are emotional beings. Humans are emotional beings. But usually the worst decisions are made using emotion. We want to be able to put emotion to the side and use logic. I literally had a conversation yesterday with my leader at work, the COO who I report to, and he was like, Kyle, you are making decisions out of your feelings. Like, what does the data say? He's like, I'm not saying your feelings are wrong, but we need to make decisions based off of the data, the logic, right? We need to make logical decisions because those are the ones that will serve us well. Our feelings are gray, right? Data, logic is typically more black and white. Typically, you can make more pragmatic decisions based on data and numbers than you can off of just your feelings and your emotions. So when you are making short-term decisions, ask yourself, am I making these decisions out of my feelings, or am I actually thinking through the lens of what's wisest, what's best, what's most strategic for where I want to go, what I want to have, and the life that I want to live, right? Think through the lens of, is this going to serve me down the road? That's a good question to ask yourself when making decisions. Is this going to serve me down the road? Will future me be happy about this decision? Or is just current, am I just making the decision for current me, knowing that future me will probably be frustrated or regret that I made this decision, right? Those are good questions to ask yourself. Will future me be happy with this decision? Am I making this decision out of just emotion, or is there logic behind this decision? And have I looped in other people that are good at decision-making that I trust that have spoken into this decision to help give me wisdom and counsel on what is the best decision to make in any given situation? So I hope that makes sense. I hope it was helpful. I want it to be helpful because I really, really believe that most people have incredible potential to live fantastic, phenomenal lives. But a lot of times the reason they don't is just because they make very short-term decisions. And I've done it and I still do it. So I am people. I am part of who I'm talking to. But we need to be better about making more strategic, less emotional, more long-term decisions, again, for ourselves, for our family, our kids, and for the lives that we want to live. So That's what I got today. Thanks for listening. Feel free to share this with somebody that needs to hear it. I think most people do. And I'll be back next week with another episode of Inside the Mirror. Adios.